Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Pagka gusto kasi nating mababae, usually nahihiya tayo or parang jahe kasi babae ako, dapat si husband mauna. What we learn along the way in our marriage, walang babae, walang lalaki. It's more of our personal ano natin yan, diba? Karapatang pantao. Like, I feel what I want. So, will you, diba? Para pagbibigyan mo ba ako? O swak ba tayo today? Or pagod ka?
Hi, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. I'm a sex and relationships therapist, and for years, I've listened to women talk about their self-doubt, apprehensions, and insecurities in sex. And what I tell them is this: you're okay, you're normal, and your story is my story. I want us women to enjoy sex, to see sex as something good, and to own our womanhood in and out of the bedroom. Kaya dito sa conservative ako, kahit di naman ako conservative, we'll talk about everything you've always wanted to know about sex and female pleasure. Let's help each other embrace and unleash our inner sexy goddesses. In the last episode, we talked to my friend Chrissy Aquino about what consent looks like between her and her husband. Today, we will continue to talk about consent, more particularly how we can teach it to our children. With me is Christina Pangilinan, a mom of two, who's been married to her husband for 15 years now. She's an educator, Reiki practitioner, and a pastoral counselor. So, Christina, I want to know, how did all of these help you discover your sexual self?
For the counseling part, I did marital counseling with my husband. So when we were starting, medyo chaotic yung relationship, like when it comes to sex. Like, we had really problems when it comes to sex, like how and what. We're both virgins, by the way, when we got married. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how is that? How were you able to get through that?
So through counseling, we were able to discuss like what are the things that each of the partner would like to have or what like to experience. And then as a woman, kasi, di ba, we live in the Philippines, no? The Maria Clara cliche, mm-hmm. kailangan nandun, mm-hmm. like we're conservative and everything. Mm-hmm. So yun, doon ko na-discover na, oops, hindi pala kailangan super conservative, like, we have our own body.
So, yun nakatulong sa'yo. I know that you were able to find yourself in such a way that you would know what yes. you want and what you don't want. Yes. And in this episode,
yes,
what we're going to talk about revolves around these two. And that's the concept of consent. What does consent mean? And what are your experiences revolving around consent?
All right. Consent for me is I myself allowing something to happen with myself and with a partner. And it's very important for me to give my consent when I'm with a relationship, with a person. Mm-hmm.
So how did you learn about consent?
I had two relationships before my husband. So one is 1.5 years, the other 7 years. But hindi talaga umabot ng all the way. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? Parang sobrang blessed that he was able to have that respect on that. Like, yun yung pinag-usapan namin na, okay, until the wedding day, something like that. People say that I'm traditional, but more or less, parang yun pinaka-sacred thing for me. Like, giving my consent.
Parang yeah. So parang, in your past relationships, that was very important for you. And part of it is really having that boundary. No? Parang hindi pwede. Yeah.
Parang baseball, base mm-hmm. one, two, mm-hmm. three. Pero hindi ka mag, ano, hindi ka mag-home run. Parang ganun.
Hindi ka mag-home run. And nung nagkaroon ka ng asawa na, how did you discuss consent?
At first, it was, ano, parang the intimacy, di ba? Like, it's very important and everything. Pero kasi I had fears of really the sexual act itself. So, we really had a difficult time adjusting. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yung parang it was honeymoon, like okay, after the marriage, and then okay, let's go to ganito. So we had this honeymoon, tapos biglang, ako parang hindi talaga ako okay. Like I felt really offended. Mm-hmm. Parang, teka lang, wag mo muna i-shoot. Hindi ako ready kasi it's really mm-hmm. painful. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. So yun yung pinaka parang na-disappoint talaga si husband. Mm-hmm. Like for a time, like sabi niya, I thought honeymoon was really honeymoon, mm-hmm. di ba? Pero sabi ko sa kanya, since we're both first-timers, we really need to explore. Mm-hmm. Parang gano'n.
Yeah. Okay, so paano kayo nag-explore? Ano yung proseso nyo ng pag-explore? Nung hindi nyo pa, nung wala pa kayong counseling background, di ba? Parang kayo pa lang.
Ang sa babae kasi, no, what we learn, no, if you want to have sex with me or make love with me, so umaga pa lang, dapat medyo nililigawan mo na ako. Yung parang send ka ng text, it's a whole day affair. Mm-hmm. Hindi man babulahin, parang you entice na, you arouse the female, mm-hmm. not necessarily the act itself, but making sure that the woman feels loved mm-hmm. hanggang sa gabi, nako. Perfect yan. Mm-hmm. Pero pag hindi niya yan nagawa ng step by step, medyo parang quickie lang ba tayo mm-hmm. o ano ba, is it pretty, di ba? Kasi there are many forms of how we give pleasure mm-hmm. to one another when it comes to having sex and making love. Eh.
So parang yun yung ginawa niyo? Basically, it's more of niligawan ka niya buong araw for you to be able
yes.
to be ready
and
to have sex.
Yeah. And same goes with
penetration at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pagka gusto kasi nating mababae, usually nahihiya tayo or parang jahe kasi babae ako, dapat mm-hmm. si husband mauna. What we learn along the way in our marriage, walang babae, walang mm-hmm. lalaki. It's more of our personal ano natin yan, 'di ba? Karapatan
yeah.
tayo. Like
uh-oh.
I feel like yes. I want. So will you, di ba, para pagbibigyan mm-hmm. mo ba ako o swak ba tayo today or pagod ka? Mm-hmm. Parang ganon. So may dumaan kaming stages na pagod siya, gusto ko, pagod siya. Ang mm-hmm. hirap, di ba? So it's the magic of partnership.
Yeah.
Like the communication, like giving and take, give and take namin, medyo na-practice na namin throughout the years. Mm-hmm.
Ang ganda na sinabi mo na dito sa... I mean, sa aming pag-aasawa, walang babae, walang lalaki. Diba? Kasi it means that you're not bound by gender stereotypes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. It's a partnership. So we're equal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's equal. What helped you go through parang the fear. The fear of
yes,
penetration.
Yes, kasi comfortable uh-oh. Ako sabihin. Yes. Comfortable ako sabihin na masakit dyan, teka lang, baka ito pwede natin gawin. So, hindi, natanggal yung hiya namin sa isa. Like, yung pagiging comfortable nyo through the years, parang, and it's important na friends kami. Like, sobrang best friends kami. So, di ba? Iba kasi pag lover, iba pag asawa. Pero pag minix mo yung lover as a husband and as your best mm-hmm. friend, parang magical siya.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. parang lahat. Lahat na dun sa taong yon. So,
yes.
mawawala yung discomfort mo and your inhibitions too. And that you can be,
yes.
you can be
yes.
yourself with this person. Kaya wala kang
yes.
kakatakutan.
Yes.
Wala kang kakatakutan and you'll be more comfortable in your own body, in sharing
yes.
your own body. Because you know that this person won't violate boundaries.
Yes.
And won't hurt you
yes,
in the process.
Yes.
But you said you also went to counseling to smoothen your sexual relationship with your husband. So what was that like?
I had this fear of parang papuntang vaginismus wherein the vaginal muscle really
mm-hmm.
locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ayaw talaga, parang gano'n. So later on, when we ventured into counseling, so nandun yung parang na-discover sa akin yung fear ko of that act
mm-hmm.
itself. I can be a very intimate and sexual, but when that act, merong
mm-hmm.
fear. So slowly, we were able to process. Like, I'm used to be a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
I really work. So, as in, hindi ko maisip yon. Parang hindi kayo parang moment na, oh, okay, bahala na. Lagi akong, ay, teka lang yung pintuan. Ay, teka lang yung ilaw. Yung, things like that, that would disrupt or distract me from doing that act itself.
Okay.
So, along the way, we were able to process.
Yeah, so before yung happiness now, I think what would really be helpful for our listeners would be your journey in terms of processing that fear. Like what you said, diba? You had that fear of the act itself, the penile vaginal penetration. And it caused you and your husband distress. And that's why, you know, you had to process it by yourself. So how was that journey and how did he support you?
Okay, first thing, my husband is really supportive. Mm-hmm. So very open-minded. So we started reading, di ba? He used to watch really porn. Like, ito kasi yun eh, di ba? Parang ako naman, ha? Ano yan? Parang off yan because we are women. Mm-hmm. Like, ganyan. Tapos when we went to our marital counselor talaga, na-discuss yun. Like, the problem talaga in the Philippines per se or in general of marriages are top three. It's top one is sex. Top two is money. Top three is communication. So, from there, pinrocess, like, ano yung masarap sa'yo? Kailangan mong sabihin. So, we learned how to communicate. And then, slowly, we get through it. Kaya, parang sobrang blessed na I have this partner na open-minded, na I'm not ready. Okay, hindi kita pipilitin. Pero, if gusto mo, you have to tell me. Parang ganun naging agreement namin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was a consent for you. Na parang, okay, sabihin mo sa akin kung kailan ka magiging ready, sasabihin ko rin sa'yo kung kailan ako ready. You said you have kids. How old are they?
Two kids, yeah. They are 11 and 8.
Oh, pre-puberty.
Both girls.
How would you teach your children consent?
First and foremost, when they were 4, klaro na sa akin, okay, these are your private parts. So it's only you and at most mommy. If you need mommy to help you clean the pipe, di ba, pag naliligo, clean the private parts. Other than that, you need to tell me. It's not okay anymore. So meron akong ganon. And then they asked me na, di ba, parang how did I come into this world?
Yeah.
Siyempre, sasabihin mo, the egg cell and the sperm cell met. Pero how? So, through sex, like, the daddy and the mommy make love. So, medyo casual ako mag-explain para hindi nila ako mahiyaan na magtanong. Kasi gusto ko, eventually, I'll be the first one to really go with through their love life and their sex life, if possible nga yun.
So, parang you start at a young age, that's how you teach them about sex. And also consent, that no one can touch their bodies and their bodies are theirs. I want to know, diba, parang when you have these conversations, how do they, like, ask for consent? Kunyari, meron silang gusto. How do they ask for consent?
My firstborn, indirect siya magtatanong, Mommy, gusto mo ng Yakult? Pero alam
gusto.
Ko siya yung may gusto. But the other kid, Mommy, I want Yakult. So kinuha na niya kahit hindi pa ako magsabi. So it's really different for every personality. But with the consent, I always encourage them to ask for permission. Ito nga yung joke ko minsan eh. Are you asking Mommy? Kasi if you're asking Mommy, Mommy can still say yes or no or maybe later. But when you decided already, I cannot say yes, I cannot say no, because you have your decision. So, yun yung aming pinapractice. So, are you asking for permission? Yes, Mama. So, mas nagiging aware sila na, kailangan ko pala talagang kesa sasabihin ko na, bawal yan. Parang, hindi ko nga alam eventually kung tama or mali din yung pinapractice ko. Sabi ko, wala naman bawal sa mundo eh. It's more of, kaya mo bang panindigan yung consequences of every choice that you will be making? That's what's important. The accountability.
Yeah. Parang ano, pag kinuha mo yung Yakult na yan, wala ka ng Yakult. Di ba? Kailangan mo isipin na, okay, 2 weeks pa ako mag-grocery. Pag kinuha mo yan. Pag inuha mo yan, ang consequence ay... wala kang yakult for the next 2 weeks. And you have to live with that. Right? In this way of how you are raising your children to know about the concept of asking for permission, for consent, to know the bodies, ano sa tingin mo yung kailangan malaman ng iba pang mga magulang?
When it comes to that consent part, no, like, for, kasi iba-iba stages ng life ng kids, mm-hmm. diba? From 0 to 4, diba? Yeah. Toddler pa, mm-hmm. infant. So, from 0 to 7, mm-hmm. it's the nurturing part. So, the mommy has to be there to guide. What I say, you do, diba? Parang kasi tayo lang yung parang somehow na nag-guide mm-hmm. sa kanila. So, they will say, yes, mama, mm-hmm. no, mama. Okay? Pero pag 8 to 12 na, the father figure or the daddy has to have a more time individually mm-hmm. with the kids. Kasi yun na yung magiging ano nila, parang ito na yung persona ng gusto kong future mm-hmm. husband. So, kailangan nila may father figure mm-hmm. example. And then, when it comes to consent, making the rules, pag ito nga ang aking 11 na, pa twin-ager na, mm-hmm. diba? So, teenagers don't really follow rules. Yeah. So, what's my solution? Mm-hmm. Sabi nung counselor ko, I went back to her 3 weeks ago. Sabi niya, you know what, teens? You make the rules with mm-hmm. them. So that they are accountable for the rules that you make together. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Ayan. So, mm-mm. meron ng participation yung mga bata when it comes to the making of the rules of the mm-mm. house. Kasi hindi talaga sila susunod.
Hindi talaga sila susunod. I have a 10-year-old. Di. So, yeah. Oh, but, like what you said, that's what we're doing now, di ba? We're also collaborating for her rules.
Yes.
Because in that sense, you're also giving them permission, di ba? Like, you're giving them consent na, okay, you know what? You can write your own rules, but it has to be within boundaries, di ba? It has to be within reason. So you share with them that kind of responsibility, and it's also allowing them to see parang who they are, to see what their limitations are, and to see what, like, you know, kung ano yung pwede nilang ma-push pa.
Yes, yes. And it ano, parang training yan for the maturity yeah. na eh. Kasi 12 to 15, yeah. and then self-identity na yung hahanapin. Oh. Mas ayaw na sa company ng parents. So, parang sa atin mommies, we really need to really accept the fact that the kids are growing up. And hindi tayo pwede magdrama na nung bata ako, ganito, hindi. We need to really embrace and allow that they are growing up, and then one day, hindi na natin sila kasama. Diba? Yeah, parang ang tawag nga sa I learned in counseling is launching yeah. of your kids. You need to make them ready and you ready as well to launch them in the real world.
You become the launch pad. And in that way, I think that's also one big aspect, important aspect of consent. The making of yes. rules together. Because that's negotiation eh. Diba? Ang consent naman yes. ay hindi, okay, no. There's also negotiation, as with any partnership and any relationship, may it be marital, may it yes. be lovers, may it be parents
yes.
or daughters. Meron talagang negotiation kasi wala namang diktatorya dito eh. Ay, naging politika, sorry. So it really starts there. You know, a lot of people ask me, when should sex education start? You know, when they're born. Because it starts there. It's not just about the act itself. It's not just about the penetration or like being naked. It's more than that. It's about respect. It's about consent. Yeah. It's about feelings, emotions, you know, freedom. Ang dami-daming kailangan pag-usapan.
In this episode of Conservative Ako, Christina and I talked about how having sexual intercourse didn't come naturally to her and her husband. There was fear of penetration in the beginning, but since becoming best friends with him, she was able to overcome that fear and she became more comfortable of sharing her body with him. And now they have 2 kids. For her, consent means learning to communicate that she's not ready, and her husband consciously telling her that he won't force her or make her feel bad about it. Also, for her, as parents, it is important to begin teaching children consent at a young age, so that they will learn and, more importantly, understand the values that you want to impart on them early on. And that was the fifth episode of Conservative Ako Season 2. Again, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. This episode was produced by Trisha Aquino and edited by Nico Balante. In our final episode for the season, we'll continue talking about consent, this time with yoga and meditation teacher Hallie Fernando, who's also the host of another Puma podcast show, Meditation Muna. After experiencing sexual trauma, what does giving consent look like? Let's talk to her and find out. So don't miss this conversation. Subscribe to Conservative Ako on Spotify or wherever you listen. And let's continue the conversation online. Like Conservative Ako on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and join the Conservative Ako community on FB. See ya!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.